Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
So I am out in my writing room, only guess what? It's completely frozen over. There's snow everywhere. It does look beautiful. But here's the point. Not every season is a time to write. I hear people all the time that say that they need to accomplish a project or something like that. And you know what? Sometimes you're just not feeling it. Sometimes you need to push through the resistance, but other times it's actually not the right time. How do you know the difference? Well, there's usually signs. For example, today, all the screens are full of snow. And as a result, the signs are very clear. I should not be sitting out here writing. Now, of course, I could go inside and write, but I'm not doing that right now. So I often look at my business, and I look at my family, and I look at the pace and the rhythms, and I decide if it's time to write the next book. And right now, it's not. So I'm not writing. But I want to encourage you, sometimes you're supposed to consume, sometimes you're supposed to create. And you bet, when I get a writing idea, sometimes I go out and I just consume content, and I consume interviews and research and data. And then I go and create. So you need to show up filled up. You need to be full before you give. And that's kind of a principle that I teach. But I just thought it was beautiful today. I thought it was fantastic the way that the snow came down last night. And it reminded me that not every time is a season to write. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Stay warm. Be a soul on fire.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.